for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China hopes to encourage countries around the world to take a ride on the express train of internet and digital economic development. The Chinese leaders made the remarks in a congratulatory letter to the 4th World Internet Conference, which opened Sunday in the eastern Chinese city of Wujian. The conference, which runs from Sunday to Tuesday, has the theme Developing Digital Economy for Openness and Shared Benefits, Building a Community of Common Future in Cyberspace. In his letter, Xi Jinping expressed hopes that the delegates will draw on collective wisdom and enhance mutual understanding so as to deepen exchanges and cooperation on the internet and digital economy and make the development of the internet better serve the well-being of all people worldwide. Over 1,500 guests from more than 80 countries and regions are attending that conference. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi says the Communist Party of China will consolidate and deepen friendly cooperation with political parties worldwide. Addressing the closing ceremony of the CPC in dialogue with World Political Parties high-level meeting in Beijing, the Chinese official has called on the CPC and political parties around the world to contribute to building a community of a shared future for mankind and a better world. Delegates to the meeting have released the Beijing Initiative, which proposes that the CPC, in dialogue with World Political Parties high-level meeting, should be institutionalized and become a high-level platform for political dialogue with broad representation and global influence. The latest edition of the world's most glitzy event on the scientific calendar has honored work including that on mapping post-Big Bang primordial light, cell biology, plant science, and neurodegenerative disease. The 2018 Breakthrough Prize has given away $22 million in prizes to dozens of physicists, biologists, and mathematicians. They include 5 researchers in the fields of cell biology, plant science, and neurodegenerative diseases, 2 mathematicians, and a team of 27 physicists who mapped the primordial light that warmed the universe moments after the Big Bang. Now in their 6th year, the Breakthrough Prizes are backed by celebrities such as Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Google's Sergey Brin. The United States has decided to end its participation in the UN process to develop a global compact on migration. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the process could undermine the sovereign rights of the U.S. The U.S. participation started last year following the Obama administration's decision to join the UN's New York Declaration on Migration. Tillerson says the declaration contains a number of policy goals that are inconsistent with U.S. law and policy. The decision also followed an announcement in October by the United States of pulling itself out of UNESCO. The UN General Assembly's president said he regrets the U.S. decision to withdraw from the Global Migration Compact. A fire ripped through the Iranian embassy in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, on Sunday after the compound was attacked by heavy weapons. The attack came amid clashes between the Houthis and loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. It remained unknown who was responsible for the incident. The embassy is located near the highlands controlled by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, where the Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes 5 times on Saturday night. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said on Sunday that his government will launch a cryptocurrency to fight what he calls a financial blockade by the Trump administration against his country. Maduro said the new currency will be called the Petro and will be backed by the country's abundant oil, gold, and mineral reserves. Maduro gave no details about what the new currency's value would be, how it'll work, or when it'll be launched. Venezuela's traditional currency, the bolivar, has accelerated its free fall in recent weeks as U.S. sanctions make it harder for the country to stay current on its foreign debt. Commemorative activities for the 80th anniversary of the Nanjing Massacre have kicked off 10 days ahead of the National Memorial Day. The massacre that started on December 13, 1937, is seen as the lowest point of an era in which the country was bullied and humiliated by foreign powers. More than 300,000 Chinese were killed by Japanese invaders within 6 weeks. The registered survivors of that massacre now number fewer than 100. An index released by the China Foreign Exchange Trade System shows the Chinese yuan slightly weakened against a basket of currencies in November. The index came in at 94.37 at the end of November. The figure marked a 0.56% decrease from a month earlier. The index currently compares the yuan to the value of 24 currencies, including the U.S. dollar, euro, and Japanese yen. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.